Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hey, Leslie Ann. Leslie Ann, you know, there's two things that I have outgrown, and I wonder how you feel about them. First one is a wax museum. Do you like to go to wax museum? I don't either.
I will say this. I went when I was a teenager to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Niagara Falls in Canada. Liked it. You know, it was fun. It's the kind of thing you do once.
Once?
Yeah, one and done.
But, you know, I'm like you. When I was a kid and we were our vacation destination for my family in the 50s and the early 60s was always Lake George. And they have a wax museum there. And I want to go to the wax museum. I want to go to the wax museum. I just couldn't wait to go to the Frankenstein's wax museum. And they had history in there and everything else. And it was just amazing to me. I went to the New York City World's Fair in 64 or 65 or 63, 64. I'm not sure what it was. And they had the Hall of Presidents where the wax figures would stand up. And Lincoln would give his Getty. And it was just great. It was great. It was great. And now, as I got older and I've taken my own young kids, it's like, when is this thing over?
Oh, yeah, they could care less.
When is this thing
kids
over?
Kids are not into wax museums.
And it's like I saw one, you know, a few years back, and it was old and it hadn't been refreshed. It was, you know what it was? It was the World War II wax museum figures. Mm. And you come to the one, and there's Eisenhower, you know, pouring over a D-Day map. And then the next window you go to, there's Hitler giving a fiery speech. And the next one you go to, there's Winston Churchill. And he's standing there giving his famous V for Victory sign. And his hand had fallen off.
Oh, geez.
And the V for Victory was at his feet.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, that kind of takes away.
So anyway, I've outgrown that, and I don't know when I lost this, and I think you like it. Legends concerts.
Yeah, I guess it depends.
I can't do them.
I don't know.
I can't do them. What do you think?
Like, give me an example.
For example, you go to, it's just a personal opinion. They're
very
popular.
You mean like the Commodores?
You're
gonna
go,
or
No. You're going to go to... You're going to go to a fair, and they're having a Legends concert with Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison.
With
and,
the original
No.
Artists?
No, the people coming out portraying Buddy Holly, portraying Elvis Presley, portraying little...
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on that. There are some bands, classic rock, cover, we'll call them, you know, they try to recreate the music. Some of them are impersonators and dress up as the artist. Some do not.
Well, I'm talking about the impersonators. Like if you go to a casino, a lot of casinos have the Legends Lounge where you go on in and let's come on in. It's the late, great Tammy Wynette. And out comes somebody that never looks like her, maybe sounds like her. You know, and of course, Elvis in person.
I've seen some good ones, and I've seen some horrible ones.
Yeah.
So it really ranges.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, as a general rule, I don't love it.
Yeah, people love them, though. And the casinos, not that I go to casinos, but if you look at the casinos in Atlantic City, if you look at the casinos wherever casinos are now, you know, it's big. The Legends Lounge, where Buddy Holly still lives, where Elvis comes to life every night. And I'm thinking, no, they don't. They don't really look like, you know, but other people will come out saying, oh, it was just like he was there, you know, and I don't know what happened, but I've outgrown those and I've outgrown the wax museum. And I think there's some kind of a blend through between those two because they're both kind of recreations of people.
Right.
And I've just kind of stepped away from that. So
has it gotten too cheesy for Big Chuck, who loves the cheese?
I am the king of cheese, but Winston Churchill's V for Victory hand laying on the floor.
Yeah, that would do it for me, too. I'd be like, that's it.
That was it. All right, Leslie, back to work.
Back to work.